next on the 5 o'clock report.
That's what these social media platforms are today. They're not companies, they're countries.
This was Ron DeSantis, and it happens to have an R next to his name. You would be hearing about this nonstop.
We call that a New York home run.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Free speech under fire.
It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook.
That is our top story at 5 today. Facebook banned former President Trump from the social media platform for at least the next 6 months. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
I can tell you a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? And I can tell you that it's two different standards. One for Donald Trump and one for a number of other people that are on their site.
The former president was banned from Facebook following the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy.
I'm not saying that Facebook's politics are right or wrong. I'm saying they shouldn't have politics.
Senator Kennedy says he also doesn't buy the argument that big tech can do whatever they want because they're private.
Yes, they're private companies. I have a private company that supplies my electricity here at my house. But they can't call me up and say, Kennedy, we're shutting off your electricity because we don't like your politics. And that's what these social media platforms are today. They're common carriers. They're not companies, they're countries.
Michael McConnell co-chairs the oversight board at Facebook. He says the company needs to reconsider the indefinite suspension of Donald Trump.
We are not cops ranging over the realm of social media and solving the world's ills.
Yesterday, the former president, who's also been banned from Twitter, YouTube, and Snapchat, launched his own communications platform he says will serve as a place to speak freely and safely. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says today's decision by Facebook is a slap in the face to every single American, whether or not you like Donald Trump.
The discourse in our country is controlled by oligarchs in Silicon Valley.
Governor DeSantis has proposed legislation in Florida that would punish big tech companies that censor free speech rights. Media critic Joe Concha blasting the network news for failing to cover the several scandals surrounding New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
They're serving at the pleasure of the Democratic Party. And believe me, if this was Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida that happens to have an R next to his name, you would be hearing about this nonstop.
Concha says Cuomo's political career seemed over with 2 months ago, but now it's quite possible he could win a fourth term as governor of New York.
Here's the bad news if you're rooting against Andrew Cuomo. Siena poll shows that 57% of New York Democrats believe that he is doing a good job. Right. That tells him he could run again for re-election, and he could win possibly a fourth term.
Concha says a comment Cuomo made about COVID this week also went unreported by the liberal media. The governor suggested on Monday that unvaccinated New Yorkers could kill grandma just by giving her a kiss. President Biden pushing his restaurant recovery plan at the White House today. Mr. Biden says close to 2.5 million restaurant jobs across the country have disappeared because of COVID.
When COVID-19 pandemic struck, our nation's restaurants were some of the first hit and the worst hit.
The president says his American Rescue Plan will help some 100,000 restaurants across the country. The White House defending the CDC and its school reopening guidelines. This public school teacher says she's not surprised by the backroom deal-making between the Biden administration and the nation's powerful teachers' unions.
This is what government unions do. They collude together, and they're so corrupt, and they are the reason that not only the CDC, but our schools are consistently incompetent.
Recently uncovered emails show the American Federation of Teachers was in talks with the Centers for Disease Control just before a February announcement was made on school reopenings. Pennsylvania Congressman Glenn Thompson.
We have to wonder exactly how much science do they actually follow and how much their process has been corrupted by politics.
Thompson fears kids were cheated out of an education because of politics. The White House says there was nothing inappropriate about the discussions between the AFT and the CDC. Government health experts say the pandemic's toll on the U.S. expected to ease this summer. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that depends on several factors.
Getting fully vaccinated and continuing our prevention efforts can help us turn the corner on the pandemic as early as July and set us forward on a path toward a more normal lifestyle.
Broadway shows in New York City, meantime, will return with zero capacity limits starting September 14th. More destructive weather today in parts of the South. This man's town was hit by a tornado last night just outside of Jackson, Mississippi.
We have no electricity. There are big oak trees that are 100 years old laying across the road. There's no power anywhere.
Severe storms stretching from Texas to Virginia have claimed at least three lives this week. We'll call it the new normal. Working from home.
It has become the way millions of Americans do their work during the pandemic, from their own home. But as COVID restrictions are being lifted throughout the nation, what will these employees do? Google is telling a large chunk of its workforce, stay put. The company says 20% of its employees will permanently work from home. Other companies are adopting different policies. The large financial firm Goldman Sachs says it wants its employees back in the office, U.S. workers by June 14th, British employees by June 21st.
That's Steve Futterman reporting. Still to come this Wednesday, baseball fans in New York, football fans in PA, and the Blue Jays back in Buffalo.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Cool rules for the time being, but drier air will mean tomorrow will bring some sun before the next weathermaker arrives with some rain on Friday, a system that could include a little wet snow, at least in some of the higher elevations of the Twin Tiers. In the meantime, for tonight, cloud cover breaking. It'll turn out partly cloudy after an evening shower in some parts of central eastern Pennsylvania, the central part of New York. But overnight, the skies break. Some fog will form, though. We cool into the 30s and low 40s. Tomorrow, cool with a mix of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures, mainly 50s. Friday, cloudy and chilly with some rain. Don't be surprised, though, if some wet flakes mix in over the higher elevations of the Twin Tiers. Temperatures on Friday topping mostly in the 40s and lower 50s.
All righty, Kevin Williams checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania Wednesday, May 5th. Play ball. If you're headed to the ballpark in New York and you are vaccinated against COVID, you don't have to socially distance anymore.
We call that a New York home run.
Governor Cuomo says starting May 19th, fans who've gotten the shot can sit next to each other at the ballpark.
We ask them to wear masks, but you attend the ball game like you attended the ball game 2 years ago.
The governor says if you haven't gotten the shot, you'll still have to socially distance. All fans will be required to mask up, and COVID shots now being offered at the ballpark.
You can get a vaccine at the game. Come a little bit early and get your vaccine at the game. You're going to the game anyway.
The governor also announcing today that Broadway shows will resume in September after being shut down for over a year because of the pandemic. The Toronto Blue Jays coming back to Buffalo.
Yeah, the Jays will return to Salem Field starting June 1st. Last year, Toronto played its home games in the Queen City because of international travel restrictions caused by the pandemic. It's not clear whether or not that'll be the case again this season. The U.S.-Canadian border remains closed to all non-essential travel. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. From baseball to football, today Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf paid a visit to Happy Valley to push college kids to get vaccinated against COVID.
I know that Penn State fans here in Happy Valley and throughout the Commonwealth want to get back to supporting the Nittany Lions in person again. And I want to see those stands across the way filled as much as anybody here. But to make it safe for all of us to come together again, we really need more Pennsylvanians to get the vaccine.
That's Penn State head football coach James Franklin.
The more people who are vaccinated, the better chance we have to get back to 107,000 strong here in Beaver Stadium. We want our Ball State game on September 11th to be our first family reunion in almost 2 years. And we want Beaver Stadium and all of Happy Valley rocking.
Governor Wolf says it's vital college kids get vaccinated before heading home for summer break to help stop the spread of COVID. Parts of Lackawanna County, PA, cleaning up tonight after heavy rains last night flooded basements and ripped up roads. This restaurant owner says This was the last thing he needed.
Yeah, we're just about at a year since reopening after lockdown. We've pivoted here to all curbside pickups of takeout orders, and our curbside just floated away.
One homeowner in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, says it's the worst flooding he's seen since Hurricane Agnes back in 1972. Wegman says its popular hot and cold self-serve food bars are unlikely to return post-pandemic. The supermarket chain says popular buffet items like Chinese food and salads will still be offered, but only in takeout packages or in pre-ordered meals. The food bars were closed down last year to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors.
Stocks were mixed today as losses were led by tech companies and a drop in vaccine makers amid the announcement that the U.S. will waive intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. Short supplies and high demand of lumber and copper also fueling inflation concerns. The Dow today up 97 points, the NASDAQ losing 51, and the S&P 500 adding 3. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Hi, this is a MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
Losing a spouse is difficult enough, but having a credit card rejected because of it? Well, that's adding insult to injury. It happens a lot. A couple uses just one credit card. Only one spouse has signed the agreement for that card and taken responsibility for payments. The other spouse is only an authorized user. If the spouse who signed for the credit card dies and the credit card company finds out, it immediately cancels the card. There are two ways to avoid this. The first is to get a joint credit card, which both spouses signed for. Bank of America, U.S. Bank, and Fidelity offer them. Or the spouses can get a separate card in their name only. When one spouse dies, the other is spared an embarrassing moment in the checkout line.
Hey, need some help getting started with this? Well, connect with a MoneyWise coach at our website, which is moneywise.org, moneywise.org.
12 minutes past the hour, sunny time. Drive Home Sports.
Here comes Junior Dale Earnhardt Jr. returning to racing in the 9/11 tribute car. The fan favorite will race 20 years to the day of the 9/11 attacks in a car that will pay tribute to the people who died and the heroes of the day. The paint job will acknowledge frontline workers also fighting against COVID. Junior has not raced at the highest level of NASCAR since 2017. He'll take part in the Go Bowling 250 at Richmond Raceway in Virginia September 11th with that special car. Major League Baseball, the Mets and Cardinals try to play two in St. Louis. Nationals hosting Atlanta, Phillies at home against the Brewers, Pirates in San Diego, Yankees at home, number two against the Astros, Cleveland at Kansas City, Blue Jays in Oakland. In the NBA, the Cavaliers at home against the Trailblazers, 76ers in Houston, Knicks in Denver, and with just three games left in the regular season, the Rangers fired their general manager and president today. They're at home against Ovechkin and the Capitals. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delphiette.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Cool rules for the time being, but drier air will mean tomorrow will bring some sun before the next weathermaker arrives with some rain on Friday, a system that could include a little wet snow, at least in some of the higher elevations of the Twin Tiers. In the meantime, for tonight, cloud cover breaking. It'll turn out partly cloudy after an evening shower in some parts of central eastern Pennsylvania, the central part of New York. But overnight, the skies break. Some fog will form, though. We cool into the 30s and low 40s. Tomorrow, cool with a mix of clouds and sunshine. High temperatures, mainly 50s. Friday, cloudy and chilly with some rain. Don't be surprised, though, if some wet flakes mix in over the higher elevations of the Twin Tiers. Temperatures on Friday topping mostly in the 40s and lower 50s.
All righty, Kevin Williams, finally at 5. Don't look down. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has more on the world's longest pedestrian bridge, which just opened up in Portugal.
The Arouca Footbridge, which is suspended across a river canyon in northern Portugal, opened on Sunday. The narrow bridge offers a dizzying 1,700-foot trek along a metal walkway suspended from cables. Nearly 575 feet below, the Paiva River flows through a waterfall. Children under the age of 6 are not allowed on the bridge, and all visits will be accompanied by guides. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Safe to say, Sonny, I won't be walking across that bridge.
Crawling, maybe. Walking, no.
The
5 o'clock report was brought to you in part by support from Diana Flo from RE/MAX Titanium Real Estate. Diana is a realtor who is...